Hello, my name is Minyi Chen, the host of the Get to Know You podcast. If you are looking to navigate your thoughts, feelings, and emotions with the help of mindfulness and self-reflection meditation, then you're in the right place. Each week, I share ways on how I build self-compassion to achieve a greater sense of fulfillment in my life. So, if this sounds interesting to you, then let's jump right in. Welcome back to the Get to Know You podcast. I'm your host, Minyi Chen, and I want to thank you all for listening and supporting this week's talk. This week, I want to share with you a personal journey. A journey from my experience of hopelessness to discovering a new light through meditation and letting time do its thing. If you've ever felt trapped in a seamlessly endless tunnel of anxiety, you're not alone. As humans, we go through all sorts of feelings, and sometimes those feelings and emotions come unexpectedly. It could be a sudden event or some kind of trigger that may have caused someone to experience overwhelming emotions. There was a time in my life when hope seemed like it was never going to come. I was kind of caught in a relentless cycle of anxiety, and I felt this anxiety every day, and every day felt like a very long day. I wasn't eating much. I wasn't sleeping much. So I lost a ton of weight. Waking up felt like a burden because every time I woke up, all I could think about was my specific situation that I was going through. I felt so hopeless because all I wanted to do was completely out of my control. And so when I was in this dark place in my life, I would meditate. Sometimes the meditation helped, and sometimes it just intensified my anxiety. In the beginning, it definitely wasn't easy. My mind was chattering so much with thoughts of worry, and I just kept spiraling into deeper and deeper thoughts. So I figured at the time, well, if I can't really meditate consistently, maybe I can pray. Maybe I can pray for forgiveness, for strength, and for lots of courage to wake up every day. During that time, whenever I sat down to meditate, all I saw was a dark, long cave that looked like a tunnel. This tunnel had a really high ceiling, and it was empty and quiet. I wasn't spooked out by the darkness of the tunnel, but I felt like in my meditation, that dark tunnel equated to being alone in this battle. And I felt like no one understood the situation that I was in, nor could I tell my friends or a therapist. I knew that I had to figure out how to get out of this cave on my own. In this tunnel, there were no cracks of sunlight anywhere. At that time, it felt like I needed a rescue team to come and get me out of this tunnel, but no one knew where I was at the time. I needed to reach out to professional help, but like I said, I didn't believe that any therapist would be able to help me, and that it was totally and far beyond their reach. It was much more complex than just my emotions. I didn't feel like anybody, especially not my friends, would be able to understand my feelings and my thoughts, because there's nothing that they could have said or did that would have bettered my situation. I thought to myself, if only this situation was over, I would be in a much, much better place. So for months and months, I saw nothing but a dark tunnel. And as the days went on, it slowly and surely started getting better. And with lots of patience with myself and my emotions and thoughts and feelings, I let time do its thing. And what I learned is that even though my situation is completely out of my control, all I can do is take it day by day and handle the situation appropriately with a calm mind and to make the best decision in my ability. Slowly and surely, I started to have hope that finally a rescue team was on their way, that they just had to figure out where I was to get me out of this tunnel, they had to figure out how to get me out of this tunnel. As I continued to walk down this tunnel after a few months of being in darkness, I discovered that there were some parts of the tunnel that had light, and light to me represented hope. I also learned that sometimes it may seem like this journey is overwhelming and is full of intense emotions, but trust that nothing in this life is permanent. Not emotions, not thoughts. Nothing is permanent. It may feel like that, and we may never know when this cycle is going to end, but trust that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Trust that with time, as much time needed, things will get better. For me, one of the most powerful tools that I've even mentioned on my previous podcast before is using affirmations within my meditation. Every day I would repeat affirmations like, "It's going to be okay. Take it day by day." I would say these affirmations throughout my day when my anxiety would spike, and during my downtime at night, I would pray. Another technique that really impacted my journey was visualization. By using visualization during my meditation, I created a mental image of my desired outcome, and that desired outcome was to be at peace with whatever the situation would turn out to be. I was visualizing walking through the dark tunnel. I felt the coolness. I felt the dampness of the walls around me. And at the end of that tunnel, I imagined a bright, warm light waiting for me. And this practice really gave me something to hope for and to continue to stay strong during this tough time. So the combination of affirmations and visualizations really worked wonders for me. Slowly and surely, again, everything started getting easier. Some days were tough, but I just knew that every day felt better. I knew that every day I was slowly healing. I knew that trusting time to do his thing was not easy, but at least I was able to find some moments of peace. Some of the moments I found peace was through dance, socializing with my great friends, spending time with my family, and taking a shower after a very long day. Those events really reminded me of how privileged I am to have such friends and family who love me and support me no matter what. It also reminded me that I'm privileged to have a place to stay, to have clean water, and to have food on the table. I'm not saying that my feelings of anxiety disappeared, but I was able to better manage my stress and anxiety a little bit better because of those moments where I felt very privileged and grateful. So almost like walking further and further down the tunnel and seeing more glimpse of light here and there, this experience really opened a door to a new way of living and thinking, one where I could find inner peace, strength, and hope. And that no matter how hopeless things might be, there is always a path to light. It might not be visible right now, but it's there, waiting for you to discover it. Meditation is one of the tools that helped me find that path. And it's definitely not a quick fix, but I feel a journey really worth taking. If you're struggling with anxiety, stress, or a sense of feeling hopelessness, I encourage you to give meditation a try. You can just start with a few moments a day, sitting quietly, focusing on your breath, and allowing yourself to be present. But during this time, as you try to meditate, visualize a future where you are free from the burdens that weigh you down. Trust that with time and patience, you'll begin to see the light. And remember, you are not on this journey alone. Many of us have walked through similar paths and have found our way back to hope. Meditation can be a powerful ally to this process that helps you to cultivate the inner strength needed to face life's challenges. Trust the process and the path that is paved for you. Let this be a learning experience, and know that light is always within reach. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Get to Know You podcast. I hope my story has inspired you and given you a glimpse of what's possible. If you have any questions or would like to share your own journey and experiences with me, please feel free to reach out to me via email, and I'll link my email down in the description box. Until next time, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.